My father had never been in the Capitol building. He said, isn't this a place where they used to call us slaves? I said, yes, sir. And isn't this a place they used to call us three-fifths of a man? I said, yes, sir. And I'll never forget. He said, when I think about you being sworn in today, he said, now I see what I could have been if I'd had an opportunity.
Representative Elijah Cummings of Maryland died today at the age of 68. A spokesperson for the congressman issued a statement saying his death was caused by, quote, complications concerning longstanding health challenges. Representative Cummings was chairman of the House Committee on Oversight and Reform at the time of his death, and he remained an outspoken person in Congress until the end of his life.
We are so much better. We should be able to agree that we will not keep kids in child internment camps indefinitely and hidden away from public view. What country is that?
Joining me now to discuss Representative Cummings' life and legacy is Yamiche Alcindor, White House correspondent for PBS NewsHour and a political contributor for NBC and MSNBC. Yamiche, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You interacted directly with Elijah Cummings during your time reporting in D.C. Yamiche, what stood out to you about those moments?
I remember first meeting Representative Cummings as a young reporter, learning how to cover Capitol Hill. And there are these big gaggles where reporters go and kind of encircle lawmakers and talk to them and ask them questions. And it can be intimidating to a young reporter like myself or back then. And Representative Cummings used to take me off to the side and explain things to me and talk to me about the news of the day. And what he was doing there was really seeing me as somebody who was trying to serve my country as a journalist, as he was obviously trying to serve his country as a lawmaker, but he also was seeing the fact that I was nervous and that I was learning the ropes. So his compassion really is what stood out to me. And it's the kind of compassion that I think really pushes you to be compassionate to other people, because he didn't have to do that. He was a powerful lawmaker who had a lot on his agenda, but he took time over the years to really be kind to me.
Social media is flooded today with remembrances of Representative Cummings. What do you think his political legacy will be, Yamiche?
His political legacy will be someone who stood up for what he believed in. He was a Democrat who was really hard charging, who was blunt talking. In these times where the Democrats are really in very tense battles with President Trump, he spoke out. I also think, though, in his political legacy is going to be someone who rose above a lot of things, in that he was a sharecropper's son who was told by a counselor that he spoke too poorly to go to college and to become a lawyer. And he not only became a lawyer, but then rose to be one of the most powerful men in the U.S. Congress. So I think his political legacy is also going to be something of an American that was told he wasn't good enough and really proved people wrong.
Yamiche, you've been in the White House and in many contentious reporting gaggles there. What's the mood in D.C. today?
The mood in D.C. today is really tense. The meeting yesterday that divulged into partisan attacks, and Nancy Pelosi saying that the president had a meltdown, and the White House saying that she walked out. And that's really what's happening here. So I think Elijah Cummings' death is really just adding to a solemn mood in D.C. today. And of course, the president's offering his condolences and saying that Elijah Cummings is going to be hard to replace. But it's very clear that he also has called Elijah Cummings a racist. He also said that his district was rodent infested. So it is in some ways a contrast that is so obvious. So I think that is also adding to the mood in D.C. today.
Representative Cummings also served for 2 years as the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus. What can you tell us about the civil rights issues that he was championing during his career?
Well, he was someone who was pushing for equality, pushing for the idea that all Americans should be created equally and should be treated as equal. He also cared about his district. He lived in inner city Baltimore. His house was broken into once, but he kept that because he wanted to be crowned. And in some ways, he wanted to show his constituents and I would say other lawmakers that he wasn't above the people he was serving.
Yamiche Alcindor is White House correspondent for PBS NewsHour. Yamiche, thank you.
Thanks.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.